Welcome to another episode of Bowel Sounds, the pediatric GI podcast, the official podcast of the North American Society for Pediatric Gastroenterology, Hepatology, and Nutrition, or NASPGHAN. I'm Jason Silverman, and I have the great pleasure of being joined by all three of my co-hosts live in front of me.
Yay!
We're reunited.
In San Diego
at NASPGHAN 2023.
We should remember to take a picture this time.
Yes, we absolutely need to do that. But this is our season 5 kickoff.
Wow.
Can't believe it's been 5 years.
Season 5.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
But, you know, all of this is possible because of you, dear listener, and the amazing guests that we have continued to be so grateful for every 2 weeks, sitting down with us, spending their time to share their wisdom, their passion, and their interests. So thank you, listeners, for continuing to show up and listen to the podcast. And thanks again for all the guests from the last year and all the guests that will be coming up in future episodes.
Yeah. And NASPGHAN. And also our producer,
yes,
Corey Irwin.
Yes,
yes. Thank you, Corey.
Huge, a lifesaver.
He made our lives much easier.
And we know he's going to hear this because he'll be producing this
yes.
with thank a you, short Corey. Time around. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you, Corey. One exciting thing is we have merch.
Yay!
And I got so excited. I'm wearing the merch.
Yep.
I have the bag, the tote. Oh, I got the mug. Oh,
forgot it was audio only format.
Yeah,
but Tamara, yes, you guys could see her. She's decked out in gear.
Yeah, yeah. So love the merch. You all should go on to the merch website, which is going to be linked in our show notes, and check them out. Give us also feedback because we think the merch is amazing, but if you think that we can make any adjustments on it, we will like to hear from you.
Will we though?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay, Peter, sure. You designed it, so we will make you.
I don't actually want
if you don't
feedback.
Like. If you don't like, it's Peter's fault.
But for real, you can go to tpublic.com/stores/thebowelsoundspodcaststore with hyphens in between. But probably easiest just to check the link.
Yeah.
So for today, we are going to be taking questions that people from the audience have submitted, and we'll be going around. So I'll start with the first one. So, Jason, what is your favorite topping on a pizza?
I struggle with this. I'm going to have to say it's I think mushrooms. I know that seems really weird, but it just
no, as a vegan, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's I don't like point. The texture of mushrooms.
I'm eating mushrooms right now.
Yeah, literally on your plate.
So, Peter, what's yours?
I actually love anchovies on pizza.
Oh, right. I remember.
I'm actually a pineapple. Right. Another controversial
shout
thing.
Shout out to Peace Brewery and Pizza in Chicago. Yeah.
I tried the anchovies one. It is so salty.
That's why I love it. Weird. I just love salt, actually.
Tomorrow?
Next.
It's between olives and onions.
Olives are a good one, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. But would you have a pizza with just onion on it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Cheese and onions? Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Seems like high FODMAP. Jen?
Oh, pineapple. Hands down.
Wow. You're one of the controversial.
Anchovies are also controversial.
Carlo will now kill you. Okay, moving on. I'll take the next one then. When given a choice to have a side salad or fries, is this even a question?
Okay.
What do you choose, salad or fries?
Let's all answer at the same time. Ready? 1, 2, 3, fries.
Salad. I mean, just kidding, fries.
Wait.
I'm both. That guy that says, can I get half of each, please?
Oh, I said both, too.
See?
Guys.
Tomorrow knows where it's
he
at.
He has, like, send food back if it doesn't taste
please
perfect.
Please don't.
No. Only if they made a really bad error.
For me, it depends on the mood. Like, if I'm in the mood of, like, something salty, I'll get fries. I hate ketchup with fries, honestly. I just
like
salt.
Mayonnaise.
Nope, just salt. Huh. Just a little bit of
next
salt.
Next time, grind up an anchovy. Yeah. See if it's good.
Right. Yeah.
The fishy flavor plus salt.
But if
umami.
I'm like feeling like I'm going to have a heavy meal, then I go with a salad.
Ugh. All right. Next question.
All right. So we had to get our co-host to explain this one to us.
Yeah.
But what is your go-to lazy dinner? Now, that part I understand. When you have only yourself to feed in the style of hashtag girl dinner.
Yeah.
And Peter and I didn't know what girl dinner was.
Explain again, what is a girl dinner?
So it's a TikTok thing. I don't know if it originated from TikTok or not, but it is where a woman, I think, because it's a girl dinner, it is when they don't want to cook that day for their family or for their spouses or something like that, and they just eat the dinner they would eat when they're single.
I feel like it's a girl dinner because for guys by themselves, that's the default.
It's called dinner.
Yeah. All right, I'll start. All right. Mine's very obvious. It's chips and queso. If we have chips and queso, I will eat that till I'm full, and then I'll probably eat like real dinner after that. But anyways, yes, chips and queso.
Okay,
I've got two. So number one, it would be cheese and bread.
Okay.
But not like grilled cheese, just straight up cheese, bread, smush them together and squish the bread and eat it. It's very good.
Okay.
And then the second one is like a charcuterie, which is kind of fancy, but it's really just like, you know, pepperoni, salami, whatever.
Still seems like too much effort.
Yeah.
You just get it out of the fridge. It's like in a package or something. You just eat it.
Okay.
Okay.
Tamara?
I have girl dinner every day. Until I met somebody named Joe, who's a trader. And he cooks a lot of my dinners. He freezes them, and then I take them from.
Oh, he's so good.
I know this Joe too.
Yeah.
But if I'm like feeling like I just want to eat something, it's like naan, but the Joe's naan.
Yeah.
With
delicious.
The kind of triangular laughing cow cheese.
It's like a cheese sandwich.
Okay.
Samesies.
Yeah.
See, I do breakfast for dinner if I'm, you know, home alone, too lazy to put in any effort. So it's either a bowl of cereal or a peanut butter on toast.
Like yeah.
Real.
Cereal's plain. A good one. Cereal's a good one.
Oh, right.
Tamara, I thought you were about to reveal some kind of relationship that you... I was like, dang, you're going to tell us on the podcast?
About Joe.
Like, who's Joe?
I know. I was like, oh. We have to pause the recording to hear more.
Spill the tea, man. Tamara. All right. So to your left, and we'll start with Peter.
Okay.
What have you been most surprised to learn about the co-host that is to your left?
So I think the fact that you were a dietitian before going to vet school, that is awesome.
I thought you were going to say the fact that he's vegan.
That too.
Because we all knew that, but you did not remember.
I did not know that. Wait, but like, was that a recent
Except from last year.
He's been vegan for a very long time.
Yeah.
For like a few years. More than a...
3.5 years.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Like the whole time of the podcast, basically.
Yeah. Just about. Yeah. Just about. It's all good.
Dietitian.
Dietitian.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You can stick with that one.
Yeah.
That one's good. So me. So sitting to my left, since this is an audio podcast, is Tamara. And I was actually surprised to learn that Tamara has a new hobby every 2 weeks. Some of which stick, but most of which do not.
Do not stick.
And that was surprising to learn about Tamara. But also, I love that she keeps trying. And she's like, I am roller skating now. I am doing weightlifting. I am doing kickboxing. I just love it.
I am meeting with a personal trainer right now.
Okay.
And my goal
is his name Joe?
Is he also a trainer?
But my goal is to show up. That's my
goal.
That's
job one. That
He's
is
like,
job
what is
one.
Your goal? I'm like, I don't know. I don't have one. He's like, okay, your goal is to show up.
I thought I noticed some more definition under that nice-looking bow sound shirt. Yeah.
All right, Jen, that you were in a rock band.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I think that is so awesome. And you play the drums.
Yeah, and actually, fun fact, my daughter Avery started drum lessons this past week.
Nice.
So awesome. We'll see. She was super excited about it.
That is so cool.
Now, ask me in a few weeks. We might be regretting that decision, but we'll see. Okay, so to my left is Peter. And I think the thing I was most shocked to learn about Peter is, I don't know, so many things. Okay, so maybe that you are a concert pianist.
What? No, I was not a concert pianist.
No. So actually, Peter is the most surprised about that particular fact.
No, but you played piano a lot because your mom was a teacher. How cool is that?
Yeah. I mean, Jen, I am Asian. There's like a 80% chance I played piano. And yes, my mom's a piano teacher. But I like.
But okay. You're very good. Okay. You're very good.
I didn't know that.
Apparently, Peter didn't know either.
Yeah, a concert pianist is a little bit of an overstatement. But yes, I once played piano, like every other good Asian child.
Okay. Fun facts. So, all right. So, this is another little bit of a strange question. But what is your favorite word in another language? So I'm going to start with Tamara.
Oh, so I speak Arabic. Mm-hmm. And itla madrasi.
So what? Help us out. Some of our listeners are killing themselves laughing in their car or.
So the direct translation is get out of my head.
Okay.
And it means just like.
F off.
Yeah.
See, I like it. Okay.
Yeah, I like it. Jen?
So my favorite word is not really a word, but it is a sound that is used a lot in the Filipino culture when you're raising kids or by Caesar, the dog whisperer, and that is the sound, shh.
Jen, I think that's
every parent
universal ever.
It's my favorite word. We use it a lot in the house.
You think that's used more in the Philippines than the rest of the world?
I have no idea. So I didn't grow up with that sound. And my mom's from Korea and whatever. And then when I met Mark, he was like, it was just something that came up. And it's this sound.
I think you just have nice parents. But the rest of the world is shushing their children all the time.
Yes.
But it's not just a shh. You have to have like a shh. Like a
hard end. That's a closed sound at the end.
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right, Peter, what's yours? Oh,
I don't have, I don't have like a favorite word, but one that I like is pongu.
Oh, that's Korean.
Yeah. It's Korean. It means fart.
Oh. Nice.
Oh, it's appropriate for this
Nice.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And for your work.
Okay. Pongu. So, yeah, I like that. Pongu. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like, hey, second you're
favorite
a pongu.
Is, yeah. Or donkamo.
Oh, actually,
means butthole.
Or it's.
Better.
If you say you're a pongu, you actually have to say you're a pongu jengi. That's the actual word when you're like making fun of somebody.
You're a pongu
jengi. Did you ever
hear
about that? No. Pongu jengi? I don't know.
I am not Korean. And so you are more Korean than me.
All right, so I'm actually going to do two. One that is in keeping with our podcast and Tamara's choice, and one that isn't. So I came across this word. I don't know whether I heard it on a podcast or I came across it, like read it in an article, but it's a German word, and it's one of these great compound German words. It's Kummerspeck, which literally translates to grief bacon. And it refers to like the weight you gain after eating too much because you're sad. And I just think that's a
I'm a Kummerspeck.
I just think like it's amazing that someone thought, let's come up with a word for that thing. Like not a description, like just a single word that means that. But the podcast appropriate or maybe inappropriate is more of a phrase than a word.
Yeah,
though.
Mine was a phrase.
Yeah, is gekakanafinyam. Which is similar. It basically means the F off message, but it literally means go take a dump in the ocean.
Go take a dump in the ocean.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, like a poop in the ocean?
Yes.
Oh. And what language?
That's Yiddish.
Yiddish. Yeah. Nice.
It's aggressive.
Yeah.
Very.
Right? Go. And poop in the ocean.
So for in Jordan, they're like, go drink the ocean.
That also would not be pleasant.
Those two combined would be very bad. Like,
I think some people do poop in the ocean.
What?
Okay.
Next question.
Moving on.
Next one should be a rapid fire. So, rapid fire, starting with Jason. Is your bed made right now?
Yes, because my wife made it.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Must if she's nice. Away, the bed is never made.
Yeah, I always make my bed first thing in the morning. It's like a mindless thing that I do. Like I wake up and I'm just like make my bed and then go do the other stuff. So if my bed is not made, I just like have this like itch. I'm like, oh, I need to get my bed made.
Jen?
Okay, so mine is a no.
Wow. Mine is a yes. I will make the bed even while Leslie's lying in the bed. I always need my bed made as well. All right, next question. All Jason. Right.
So, do you watch shows one episode at a time or binge whole seasons? Tamara.
I watched the first episode and the last episode.
Oh,
what kind of that's freak the worst. Are you?
Who are you?
That's the worst.
That's,
see,
yeah.
If it's a show that I like, I kind of binge it. If it's a show I'm like, oh, I just want to know what happens.
There's no explaining
yourself. I either
yourself.
Google no. it or watch like the first two episodes and then the last episode.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So wow. I don't do that, but I would binge. It just depends on how tired I am. So, you know, yeah. baby number three, trying to figure out the whole sleep situation. Yeah. So sometimes I'll binge and sometimes I watch it one at a time.
Binge, for sure.
Yeah. So I would say it's like the mini binge because it's kind of like Jen. It depends on time and energy level. Mm-hmm. We might do two or three episodes back to back, but it's never like, okay, lock the doors. We're watching, you know, season four.
Mm. All right. So next, would you rather sleep in or take a long nap midday?
Ooh, nap for sure. I love waking up early, working out, not making my bed. It's the best way to start the morning.
I actually don't know how to... I can't. I physically cannot sleep in. Today I woke up at 4:30 in the morning, and I also don't take naps, so I just don't sleep.
I'm like Peter. I would say the wording of the question was, would you rather? Mm. And I would rather sleep in, yeah. but I am seldom able or capable of right. sleeping in, but I'm a terrible napper. Even when I feel like exhausted, I'm like, I'm going to lie down and take a nap. It takes me like 45 minutes to fall asleep, mm-hmm. and then I sleep too long and wake up all groggy.
Yep.
It's not
disoriented. I don't know what day it is.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, do I have to go to work right now?
Yeah. So I would rather sleep in. I just seldom get the chance yeah. or opportunity.
Both for me. So I sleep in and take naps. I even sometimes take naps in my office.
Wow.
And I just like sit on the chair like...
Like, Ted like Danson and like, Conrad Kohler listening and Vince McCotta.
Well, it's like it is during lunchtime. And I'm like, if I'm going to function, then I need to like sit in my chair and take a quick nap. And it's like a 10-minute power nap. It's amazing. Ooh. But I can take like 3 or 4 naps during the day.
Wow.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I think I have narcolepsy.
Yeah. Well, the day you fall asleep, the day you fall asleep in the middle of recording, then we'll know.
Yeah,
that's yeah, a red for flag. Sure. All right, so throwback question: what is a book, podcast, TV show, or movie that you would recommend, Jason?
You know, it's been a while, so something that we've watched 2 seasons of binge now is called The After Party. Huh. It's on Apple TV Plus. It's hilarious. It's sort of a murder mystery show, a whodunit show. And every single episode is done in the style of another type of TV show or movie or cultural reference.
Oh, cool.
So each episode is done just a little bit differently because it's from the perspective of one of the potential suspects of the murder.
Oh, fun. That sounds
really cool. Fun. It's funny. It's great.
Peter.
Oh, man. On the spot, I would say, so on the way here to San Diego, I watched the first season of the live remake of the anime One Piece on Netflix.
Never heard of it.
I'm like not an anime type person, but it's so good.
Wow.
I recommend
it. I used to watch a lot of soccer anime when I was little.
That's what? A thing.
Soccer so, anime is a
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, it was very so specific. Popular in Jordan, like soccer anime or like kids that are... lost and looking for their parents.
There used to be a basketball one called Slam Dunk. But One Piece, it's like the main character is just like a very positive, good person.
Huh.
I don't know. It's almost like a little bit of a Ted Lasso type appeal, but not at all like that.
I do not like Ted Lasso.
What?
It was too optimistic Tomorrow, for me. I'm
by
like,
the end of this episode, you will no longer be a host.
Oh my goodness.
What?
This is unrealistic. Oh. Who's that happy? Nobody.
Can I take another stab at what is the most surprising thing about the host to your left?
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
Well, Tamara, what's your recommendation? Not Ted Lasso.
Apparently.
Forensic Files 2.
What is that?
Never heard of it. Is it older?
Is this like CSI or something?
Yeah, it's like it's forensic
files.
Like files on people who died or were murdered and how they discovered forensically how they were killed and who the killer is.
Oh.
But one, Forensic Files, was a long, long time ago. So it was in like the updated information, like DNA and stuff like that. But Forensic File 2 has all the like the new cool stuff, like genealogy, how they like discovered like the Golden State Killer and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the it's pretty cool.
23andMe type stuff.
Yeah,
that is pretty cool. All
Jen? Right.
Oh, sorry, I'm looking this up. So I have been reading like just consuming so many books lately since I've been on maternity leave. And one that I've liked that I had to be on the wait list for a very long time for is called Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow.
It's a good book.
Have you read that?
Yes.
I was shockingly surprised how much I liked it because yeah, I'm not a really gamer. Good.
And it's kind of a slow burn.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
What is good it book. About? Ooh.
It's basically about these kids who make a video game. Mm-hmm. And about like, there's a lot of different themes that come up that you would not expect. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Jason, I feel like you've read every single book. Any guess is ever thrown out there,
yeah.
You've read it.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I do like reading.
What about the remarkably?
Yeah,
I you know what? Yeah. I'm not a fast reader, but like the advice that I used to read a lot more quickly than I do now. But it's just consistency. Like it's a solid routine. Like unless I am staying up late, pulling an all-nighter to finish a project or something like that, at least half an hour before bed, I read.
Can you, so read, you read something you don't like?
No. So what I've gotten better at as I've gone through life is getting more comfortable with dropping a book that seems tedious. So if I'll give it a solid 50 to 100 pages. But if I get to that mark and I'm like, I still hate this book, mm-hmm. then I just drop it.
Oh. Did you read Remarkably Bright Creatures?
I did not.
Yeah. Okay. So you definitely should read it. It's another really good one.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, so next question. What has been the biggest controversy while developing and growing bowel sounds? So
oh, I know. It's obvious.
Yeah? So, Peter, you go ahead.
It's whether or not we should have banter on the episode that is called banter.
Right. That's,
yes.
Which
yes.
I think is actually a problem that every podcast faces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because some people like banter and some people don't. And I don't know. I'm torn.
I've had some fans come up and say, oh, love learning about you and banter.
Well, but then they might just be lying to your face.
I'm okay with that.
Because I feel like
at least you brush my ego. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but that's because you work with someone who is firmly
not just
anti-banter.
One. People who are very close to me, and I know they love the podcast.
Yeah,
and they're just like.
They'll tell us how many minutes and seconds.
Exactly.
Yes. It does depend on the
little I'll get text messages. 16 minutes till you get to the topic. And so, I'm like, that is kind of
wait till this episode.
I know.
They might not even listen to this episode, but there's a skip button.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
You can just skip it.
You're trying to encourage people to like skip our own podcast?
No.
Okay.
It's like adjusting to what your needs.
Yeah. One day we'll figure out how to put chapter markers in. I'll just be like, skip to the next chapter.
Yeah.
So I know a controversy. It's the length of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Because I am an advocate for shorter episodes.
Yeah, oh, you know what? So I went online. I'm preparing for my talk. And it was the average. So it's like this is like a global survey. The average podcast listener or the time that people listen to a podcast.
Ooh, Let us guess. How long, Jason?
10 minutes.
25 minutes.
3 minutes.
An hour.
No, what? No, that cannot be right.
Yes, an hour a day.
What was your source?
But people spend 6 hours a day on the internet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I completely.
But longer on your phone.
My phone tells me that.
People spend an hour a day listening to a podcast.
Wow.
I don't. Yep. That cannot
May
be
May
right.
not be the same one.
It's a global.
I like the answer. I like the response to that survey. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have it in my talk.
Yeah. Put your references in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
I think one of the controversies was, should we get CME or not?
Oh, yeah.
And should we do merch or not?
I think it was
on both of those.
So
I
was
know.
I.
It took a while to convince
But I think it was mostly the timing. Like, you know,
the time involved.
Would it make a difference or not? Which, if you came to our poster, it really hasn't made a difference in our numbers.
Hasn't
like the CME has not. No. But I still think it's worth it. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got nothing to add. I think you guys covered it all. Each one of you stole one of mine.
Those are pretty benign.
Yeah.
The deep, dark stuff will save for next season. All right, next one.
So.
Ooh, a real good question.
How has your division and department leadership viewed and supported your Bowel Sounds work? How have you presented this work during the promotion process, since at some institution it may not clearly fit within classical promotion criteria?
I mean, I can start. I feel like, I'll be honest, as people may remember from the first episode, when Jen and I first wanted to interview our division chief.
Oh, he's been such a big supporter. He said no.
And I still remember, like, one of the first times we talked about it, I was like, this might take some time to do, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. He was like, do you want to be, like, known as the podcast guy? I mean, you need to stick to your research.
Mm.
But he has made a full 180. So he has been a huge supporter. And so I think, Jen and I are lucky that he sees the value in it. And I feel like, I went up for promotion, I guess I started now 2 years ago. And I feel like it's been a huge advantage to have on your, we have this crazy long, stupid dossier we have to mm-hmm. write for promotion. But yeah, I mean, in terms of national recognition, there's no doubt that it helped so much. And we do have, there's places to list like media and other kinds of like scholarly work. Mm. So yeah,
it's is it going to be part of like publications?
No,
it's
because
separate.
I think so. My thought is like medical media is the new informatics, and I think that a lot of institutions are going to start encouraging kind of being in medical media, and it's going to be equal to publications.
I mean,
because you're disseminating information, and the same thing with publication.
Yeah, I think the tricky thing is like if you're publishing an original research article. That's months, if not years, of design and work and data collection analysis and writing. And that's different. I mean, obviously, we put a lot of work into podcast, but that's a lot more work than making a podcast episode.
And it's not just podcasts. It's like documentaries and blogs of that. And it's not there like you do one episode and you get promoted. No, you have mm-hmm. to show kind of metrics, and mm-hmm. that's similar mm-hmm. an impact, and that's similar to publication.
Yeah, so I do think it's another scholarly work that counts towards promotion mm-hmm. at many mm-hmm. institutions.
Yeah, for sure.
So for us, it definitely.
But I don't
counts.
Think it takes the place of publications.
No, I mean,
at least
I think
not for us.
It all depends on what track you're on.
Yeah.
I think for us, I'm on the clinical scholar track. It definitely will not count towards my. Publication required.
I will say that my institution, the University of Alberta, was really, really super supportive. The division has backed me 100%. The Department of Pediatrics, they do a little newsletter every month, and they promoted me on the website mm-hmm. for the work on Bowel Sounds, and it definitely contributed to my promotion when I went up for a couple of years ago.
Awesome.
I mean, I think if we're trying to flip it to like what the listeners can do, I feel like it's like if you have a project that you feel passionate about that you feel like will make a big difference, do it.
Yeah.
I feel like promotion criteria are changing where people are starting to recognize that other types of work are important.
For sure. Okay. So this one will be super quick because I just think it's hilarious. So who has been the favorite guest from June 2022 that spoke about technology and innovation in pediatric GI?
Was that Ankur Chugg?
No, John Rosen.
Oh, me too.
It was well. He was the only
he
one
that
we
question.
Interviewed. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Last
no,
question.
But John Rosen, really, because I learned so much from learning about like intellectual property and talking to your institution. I learned so much from his episode. It's like my favorite.
He's awesome.
But I just love that he submitted that question, and it was very leading. But we did really love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Last question. Favorite part of Bowel Sounds? Tamara, what do you think?
I'm going to cry. My co-host. That's my favorite part.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
hugs.
Very nice.
I feel like we're like a family. We fight, but we don't. And like
we fight?
We do sometimes, right?
Okay.
Do we not?
Disagree.
Yeah. We disagree. We're like siblings. Like how siblings annoy each other, but they love each other. Yes.
Peter.
Honestly, so in addition to my wonderful co-hosts,
yeah,
I really enjoy hearing the life stories of all these people in our society,
yeah,
who are so successful, and like we know what they publish and what they say on the stage, but you don't always hear some of the challenges they've been through and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I think getting to know people beyond just their academic work.
And yeah. getting to know people.
Yeah.
I feel like you get to know people from, like, you've just heard of their name, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, hi, and then when you see them again, like, yeah, yeah. nice to meet you.
Besides you guys, mm-hmm. my favorite part of Mouse Sounds, honestly, has been the reception from guests. Like, so when we reach yeah. out and say, hey, we'd like to invite you to be on a Mouse Sounds episode, it's universally, people are like, awesome, that's yeah. great, I'd love to.
Yes.
And it's just so great that people want to take the time and are excited about doing it. Mm-hmm. And we get to have these great conversations with these amazing people. Yeah. But the fact that they are like down as soon as we reach out, I love that part.
Especially yeah. since we don't pay them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my favorite part is actually just disseminating this information and the reach and helping to educate all of our listeners on all of these topics, because I think we have such a good platform to just spread that knowledge.
Can I say one last thing?
Sure.
One of my favorite things is when people come up to us and they're like, I love Bowel Sounds. I love the episodes. Like, I've had some people come up and they're like, we have an hour ride and we feel like you're on with us in the journey, and they love the information. And
yeah.
I really, the listeners are one of my favorite things.
I do love Bowel Sounds.
For sure.
Awesome. All right.
So on that note,
thanks for
once
listening.
Again, thanks to everyone for listening.
Thank you.
And stay tuned for an incredible season 5.
Yes.
Best season yet.
Yes. Yet.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.